anticipate your activity level being, and are you cool with it if it's not that much?
Another work week for us, and that's how I'm going to approach it. Not exactly sure what the plan is going into the game, but like I've told you guys before, whether your role is playing the whole game or unknown, I feel like approaching it the same way allows you to get in that mindset, get in that mode, so when we get into that process in the regular season, it's a lot easier, more familiar.
You think you do play? I mean, anticipate playing some. The question is just how much.
Yeah. We haven't talked about it at all. So.
Is there anything you want to show still in the preseason, or do you feel like you put a pretty good product down on tape?
I answered it for you guys after the game. I thought we've done some good things on offense, but there's things we can clean up and we'll continue to work on going forward.
What kind of expectations did you have? I mean, did you set any kind of goal for yourself or what you wanted to accomplish in the preseason, and you feel like you've...
Yeah, you know, we took care of the ball, didn't have any turnovers. We're able to be efficient in the red zone and on third down, and I think that if we can do that throughout the course of the season, we'll like where we end up offensively.
Jake, have there been any benefits? I know you've had three coordinators here in succession. Is there any benefit to even though you're changing a lot, do you get any benefit out of different influences like that, do you think?
Just get to see. Understand how people look at the game, and you know, whether it be differently or the same, I think you get a different understanding of the game from everybody. So I've been able to take something from each group, each staff that I've worked with, and hopefully try and implement it and how I play going forward.
I remember you said you'd be challenged by this coaching staff kind of earlier in the offseason. Do you think you've kind of met those challenges of a new system, and you know, what's been the hardest part for you in this new system, do you think?
I feel really comfortable. I feel like I really understand what we're doing offensively, and I feel like I really have an ownership of it. So I thank them for challenging me early on, because it was something I hadn't done yet. And so, at this point, I feel like I truly understand what's going on in this offense better than I have anyone I've played in the past. So, I'm thankful for that. The hardest part is just having the extra responsibility with at the line of scrimmage, and I think just getting comfortable doing that throughout practices and OTAs, and now having an opportunity to do it in the games. But just taking advantage of that opportunity and allowing our offense to hopefully get in the best play, the best situation for us each play.
Does something like that freedom to make changes at the line, then, is
that what? Some things that certain looks we have the ability to get ourselves in a play to hopefully create more success for us.
Something like that also kind of help you to be more of a complete quarterback as opposed to just somebody who's there to kind of manage the game as you go through?
I think it allows me just to understand what's going on a little bit better, have a whole understanding of our offense from position to position, and understand how everybody really works together.
Jake, with a shortened week, obviously there's not a lot of time to relax and regroup, I guess, but is there a benefit to turning right around and having a short week, kind of riding off the momentum guys just had that last game?
And I think that you're going to face short weeks throughout the season. You play Thursday night games, so getting familiar with a work week like that, understanding what it takes to get prepared in a short period of time to go play a football game, is good for us.
How much time have you guys spent on KC?
Right now we're just focused on cleaning up some things from the game, and did some Minnesota stuff today, and we'll just kind of see what we do going forward.
You mentioned cleaning up from the game just then, and obviously Saturday night. How much of that can you do in practice as opposed to a game when you're trying to clean up? I think maybe you were referencing Saturday night communication with the offensive line and stuff in the game.
It's a good opportunity to get out here and do it on the practice field. And just the more repetitions, the more opportunities you get to do it, the better it becomes.
What you thinking on what Zach's been able to do in his first three chances? You remember your preseason as a rookie?
I remember a few of them, I guess, but I don't remember all of them. He's done well. He's done really well. I think he's moved our football team well, put points on the board, and it's been fun to watch him.